Hey everybody, this is Jason for the Rogue Banshee, and thank you for joining Team Banshee today as we discuss the top 5 high value upgrades for your AR-15. These upgrades will not only enhance the rifle's performance, but also customize it to your needs. And let's face it, you can make this thing look really cool. So let's get started and talk about upgrade number 1. Now, the trigger of the AR is not the greatest in the world, but is also not the worst either. Now, as an FFL, I've seen factory triggers come through that are really, really crappy. So what happens with these things is the hammer is here and the trigger actually kind of slides down the hammer and lets the hammer go forward. Now, I've seen it where this surface here has been really rough. And as you're pulling that trigger down, you're actually feeling the tool marks on the front of this. Now, what I'm going to show you here is a factory trigger. I'm going to show you how long the trigger pull is. Now, right here, I'm going to pull, and you're going to see there's a lot of creep right there before that trigger goes off. Now, this rifle has a trigger from Bowden Tactical in it, and what you'll see here is that you don't have that long trigger pull. Now, this upgrade to a high quality trigger can make a significant difference in your shooting experience. If you really just want the joy of shooting with an AR, definitely consider an upgrade to the trigger first. It's one of the easiest upgrades you can do on these rifles. Now, as you can see, I'm running a scope on this AR-15. Optics are another easy upgrade. But what happens if you don't have a flat top like one of these rifles? Even if you have a non-removable carry handle, you can still mount a red dot or a scope. It's just going to be a little different because your scope or your red dot is going to be a little bit higher. Now, you can get one of these mounts for a carry handle, and what happens is there's a hole in the carry handle that this screw goes up, and this mounts right into that channel. And they're also hollowed out, so that way you can still use the iron sights as well as any red dot or scope. But if you're into a little more action shooting, red dot is definitely a lot more fun and a lot more practical, because all you have to do is put that dot right on your target, squeeze the trigger, and that's where the bullet goes. However, these are really only good for shorter distances unless you get a multiplier for it. Whether you go with a scope or a red dot, these upgrades can really enhance the precision of your shots and also make a more enjoyable range time because your bullets are going to hit the target exactly where you want them. Now, this upgrade's a little more challenging, but it's not impossible. It's actually pretty easy if you have the right tools and know what you're doing. There's plenty of videos on how to replace this type of handguards to these free-floating handguards just like here. Now, there's all kinds of handguards. You kind of do your research on them. You have aluminum, carbon fiber, you can have like a tube, or you can have something like this. This is a competition cut where I can wrap my thumb around and get a better grip. Or you can have a rail that goes all the way down so you can mount an optic anywhere on this rail. Now, you can see with these rifles is once you get these things upgraded to these free float tubes, you can start putting accessories on this. Like right here, I have these grips. You can also have flashlights, lasers, and all kinds of stuff hanging off at different angles or in different sides, depending on how you're going to use this firearm. Now, your rifle is probably going to come with a flash hider, and really, it doesn't help the average shooter. It's really there for looks, and the way a flash hider works is it spreads out the flash. They spread that flash out so that way you can't be pinpointed at night. So that way you don't have this big fireball that says, I'm here. The other thing that helps you out with is your night vision. So you don't have that big fireball, your eyes don't have to close down for that and then open back up. So if you start getting into ARs, you may start looking at things like this. These are muzzle brakes. They use the gases that are escaping the barrel to counteract recoil. Now, there's not a lot of recoil in a .223, but still, you can mitigate some of that recoil and you can also mitigate some of that muzzle climb, so that way you're on target faster. Since these muzzle brakes send the gases out typically on a 45 degree angle, you're feeling more of that percussion as you're coming back, and sometimes you'll get complaints because the people that are sitting beside you, they're getting the full blast. And they really don't like that, especially when it's not their gun. So there's all kinds of muzzle devices that you can get. Some are adjustable, some are not. Some will adjust more for muzzle climb. Some will send more gases down range. Just do your research. But definitely a muzzle device is an easy upgrade because you really only need a wrench and a couple of spacers and a lock washer, which we typically call a crush washer, to put these things on. Now, people can debate stocks all they want. As you see on my rifles, these are really adjustable stocks. You can also get the regular fixed stocks that come with the rifle length, and that way you have really just everything set. Or something like this, I can have the set for any type of extra clothing that I may have. So in the winter time, I may actually get this moved up a little bit because I have a lot more of padding because of a sweatshirt and a jacket and stuff like that, because I'm layering. That way I can shoot the rifle, and that way I don't have to really adjust to my clothing. I can have my rifle adjust to the amount of clothing that I'm wearing. There's all kinds of stocks. Like this one's a Magpul. This one is just a generic folding stock. Now this one, I have just a folding stock adapter. That way, if I want to carry this in a smaller gun case, it's not a problem. And when I want to shoot, I just simply bring it out and it locks into place. Now on my 308 here, a bunch of you have probably seen this stock. This stock is from Odinworks. It's the Zulu. I really like this thing because it's fully adjustable to length and exactly where I want this butt pad. That way I can get my red dot, or if I'm running a scope, really where I want it. So that way when I bring that rifle up, it's just exactly where I want it every time. As you can see, stocks come in many different shapes and sizes. Go check out the one that just feels right for you and the one that's going to fit your shooting style, because something like this is not going to match everybody's shooting style. This rifle was built for a very specific purpose. Click that video right there so you can learn how to actually install one of these free float tubes on your AR-15. Thanks for watching. Hope you're staying safe out there. I look forward to seeing you again soon.